This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Two Australians evacuated from a cruise ship in Japan have tested positive for the new coronavirus after being flown home. Authorities in Canberra have also extended a ban for another week for foreign travelers arriving from mainland China, where the virus was first reported. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports for VOA.
170 Australians were flown home after more than 2 weeks of stress and frustration on board the Diamond Princess cruise ship docked in Yokohama, Japan. Two have tested positive for the COVID-19 coronavirus. Officials are warning that more infections could emerge within the group over the next few days. Dr. Diane Stevens from the National Critical Care and Trauma Response Centre says the two patients will be sent to hospitals near their homes. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A senior U.S. State Department official says the 7-day reduction of violence deal promised by the Taliban will begin tonight without specifying the exact time. That begins the countdown to the signing of a peace agreement between the Taliban and the United States at the end of this month. That peace agreement, to be signed in Doha on February 29th, will pave the way for a withdrawal of U.S. troops and intra-Afghan negotiations. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the peace agreement will also lead to an eventual permanent ceasefire. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says everything will be done to investigate the murders of the 9 people killed in a Frankfurt suburb earlier this week. Police say a gunman opened fire at 2 hookah bars in a Frankfurt suburb where immigrants often gathered. This is VOA News. President Trump, rallying an enthusiastic crowd in Colorado Springs, highlighted his own accomplishments while criticizing the Democratic candidates seeking to replace him. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Trump says his economic, trade, and environmental policies have put the country in the midst of a great American comeback, despite the impeachment effort against him.
We've been killing terrorists, creating jobs, raising wages, enacting fair trade deals, securing our border.
He predicts re-election, boasting of his popularity and debating strength, saying former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg performed badly Wednesday.
Mini Mike. How about Klobuchar? Did you see her? She choked.
Trump lands a Nevada rally next, on the eve of the weekend caucuses. I'm Jackie Quinn.
During that same rally, President Trump also had some things to say about the recent Academy Awards. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The president did not like the acceptance speech of the winner for Best Supporting Actor.
They told me I only have 45 seconds up here, which is 45 seconds more than the Senate gave John Bolton this week.
And then you have Brad Pitt. I was never a big fan of his. He got up and said a little wise guy statement. Little wise guy.
The president also brought up the winner for Best Picture.
And the winner is a movie from South Korea. What the hell was that all about?
Parasite was the first non-English language film to win Best Picture.
We got enough problems with South Korea, with trade. On top of it, they give him the best movie of the year.
The distributor of Parasite answered back on Twitter about the president's complaints about the subtitled movie, saying, understandable, he can't read. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Harvey Weinstein rape trial continues in New York. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has more.
She was the first prosecution witness, and apparently Harvey Weinstein's jury will take a long, hard look at the testimony of Sopranos actress Annabella Shorer. She says Weinstein raped and sexually assaulted her in the mid-1990s. The allegation was not specifically charged in the multi-count case against the Hollywood big shot, but her allegations are part of a charge that Weinstein is a sexual predator. If the panel finds her testimony believable and convicts Weinstein on that, it could pave the way for him to be sentenced to life in prison. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Finally, New Mexico's attorney general sued Google Thursday over allegations the tech company is illegally collecting personal data generated by children in violation of federal and state laws. The lawsuit claims Google is using its education services packages that is marketed to school districts, teachers, and parents as a way to spy on children and their families. I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.